KSL News Time is 7:09. Emergency triple team traffic, and Andy Farnsworth, you're staring at 21st South Freeway?
Yeah, and it could be as much as an hour to get from 8400 West to 5600 West if you stay on 201. It's because of a freeway closure. I'm seeing some people pulling dangerous and illegal U-turns out of the backups to switch from the eastbound side to the westbound side, so be cautious if you're heading west through Magna as well for those people. And then if you're going to try to get to 201, both 56th West and Bangor Highway are bumper to bumper from 35th South up to 201. So at this point, you may be better off going all the way over to 215 to West Belt to try to go north, Eric Butler.
And if you're on I-15 right now in Salt Lake County, that's actually looking pretty good. We had some earlier slowdowns, but right now you're back up to speed from Point of the Mountain to the South Interchange and all the way to downtown. Down to Utah County, northbound and southbound I-15, no accidents or delays. Alicia.
Well, we've got an accident. This is southbound I-15 in the Roy area. It's right before the 650 North exit in Clearfield. But the slowing on this is backing through that 80 or 84 split in Riverdale. So you're going to see probably about 20 to 30 minutes worth of delays to get from that Riverdale area down through Roy and Sunset as you're heading southbound I-15. They did have the left lane closed right there at that crash site, so everybody's having to merge to the right to get through that. You could take Main Street as an alternate through that area. Through Sunset Roy area and into Clearfield, but even that's going to be a little slow and go for you. This traffic report brought to you by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.